In the name of Jesus, amen. From thence he will come to judge the living and the dead. There are three miracles moving in and out of this final clause of the second article. The first miracle involves what has been fulfilled in the past and is continuing. The second involves what will take place in the future, the work that still awaits completion. The third miracle involves what is happening here and now. The first miracle is what is confessed in the second article before the bit about Christ's coming and judging. Jesus Christ is the only Son of God, conceived by the Spirit, born of the Virgin. He suffered and was crucified. He died and was buried. He descended into hell and after 3 days rose from death to life again. He ascended to heaven and there sits at the right hand of God. All of this is marvelous. The second miracle is what is confessed at the end of this article, namely Christ's return and judgment. Our text from 1 Thessalonians 4 tells us more. The day will come when the Lord himself will descend from heaven with a cry of command, with the voice of an archangel, and with the sound of the trumpet of God. The dead in Christ will rise first, then those that are left, those still alive, will be caught together with them in the clouds to meet the Lord in the air. And so we will always be with the Lord. This day will come, and it will be amazing. But the third and last miracle is the greatest of all, at least for our purposes this morning. From thence he will come to judge the living and the dead. The most amazing thing about this is that you believe it. You confess this. I just heard you a moment ago. You confess this before God. You confess this before one another. You confess this before the whole world. Now, how you believe this will be taken up in the third article of the Creed, and we're not quite there yet. For now, we have the second article, and what you confess here is wonderful. You believe that this Jesus is your Lord, who has redeemed you, lost and condemned as you are. You believe that he purchased you and won you from all your sins, from death and from the power of the devil, with his holy, precious blood and with his innocent suffering and death. And he is coming again to judge the living and the dead. You believe that this Jesus is your Lord, and you believe that he will be your judge. You are relying on Christ's judgment of you, not on your own verdict of yourself, nor that of anyone else, not the judgment of any power in this world, not according to any rule or any law, but according to Christ's own word. This you confess. Why is this? The judge before whom we will stand on the last day is the one who was judged himself. He is the only one who fulfilled the law in every respect, the only one who is truly innocent, but was declared truly guilty. The judge before whom we will stand on the last day is the only one who bore the sin and guilt of the whole world on the cross, taking upon himself our sentence of condemnation. This judge is the only one who rose from death to life again. And he is the only one who raises the dead to life again. The only one who will come again to judge is the one who with his own voice calls the living and the dead to himself. Only the one victorious over sin and death will judge those condemned by sin and death. Although in our sin we stand guilty before the judge, yet because of what he has done, he pronounces us innocent. By faith in his word, we stand not guilty, innocent, justified. Our justification is perfect and complete, and on the last day will be revealed for the entire world to see. This is no lie. This is no grave mistake. This is no justification in air quotes, but a real and true and everlasting judgment. The basis of our Lord's judgment will be his word, which is true. He will speak law, and he will speak gospel. He will judge all, the wicked rejecting the gospel, and those believing and righteous according to it. His judgment according to his justice. We believe this even while we already live in Christ, with Christ, and under his lordship. We believe this even while we are still living among the dead. But nevertheless, we believe, we confess, we hope for our own resurrection, for our being always with the Lord, with those already dead, but who will live again. From thence he will come to judge the living and the dead. Waiting for that day, we are not idle. As Paul exhorts us, we encourage one another. While we wait, we encourage one another with the promise, with the confession, with the proclamation that our heavenly Lord will come again to judge the living and the dead. This Jesus is our only comforter, our only helper and protector, our only Savior against every power in the world that might come against us. This Jesus will be our judge, the judge who gave up his own life once for all to save us from our sins and from the eternal death that we deserved. This message is the one that you are bringing. This message is the one that you are preparing to bring before the world and to all people, that they too may be the Lord's own, live under him in his kingdom, and serve him in everlasting righteousness, innocence, and blessedness, just as he is risen from the dead and lives and reigns to all eternity. Amen. The grace of our Lord Jesus Christ be with you. Amen.